stands tall. We got him when the neighbors moved away in the fall. Pony, my show pony. He wasn't much to look at, only skin and bone. And when I took him round the ring, he had a mind of his own. Pony, my show pony. Every Saturday morning I'm braiding his mane. Show pony, I dig in my spurs and pull on the reins. Show pony, show pony. And then he's bucking me off and getting out of this ring. It wasn't too long until I had an idea. Saw a poster at the feeding tack, meant for me and my pony, my show pony. It was 6 weeks off, and that was plenty of time to make a champion of that pony of mine. Pony, my show pony.
A new single called Show Pony. What was the inspiration for that song?
Oh my gosh. Well, I am and always will be like a crazy horse kid. You know, I always wanted to be a professional show jumper, just like my aunt. Her name is Judy Wise, and she owns a farm in Fort Langley called Fairway Farms, and she taught me how to ride. And she's quite a force of nature. Really, really talented horsewoman, and was on the Canadian Olympic equestrian team. So all I wanted to be was her until probably I went to university. That's when maybe I realized, I was like, maybe I'm not going to be a horseback rider, like in a professional sense. I seem to be more attracted to the kind of weird, oblong and oddly colored ponies than like the hot blooded performance horses. I know if you've heard it, but it's a story about a girl and her pony, and then, you know, the ravages of time and blah, blah, blah. It's just kind of a fictional tale about just a girl and a pony.
How do you normally approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire the music, or do you usually start with a hook or a riff?
It really depends on the song. Sometimes I use songwriting exercises to kind of get me off the ground with some creative ideas. You know, if I want to write about something conceptually, but I want to speak about it in a lyrical or creative way, I'll do these sort of sense-based writing exercises, which I also teach in my songwriting classes. So it's kind of like 10 minutes of free writing on like a prompt and try and staying rooted in my senses. But other than that, I kind of just like, it's like pulling at a string and seeing what unravels. You know, sometimes it's a hook, sometimes it's a little melody, sometimes this chorus kind of just like hits me, or the beginning of a song, like I'll have like a nugget of a verse or a chorus, and I'll write the song really fast, or it'll take me a matter of months, maybe even years, to write a song. Every time it's really different.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
They all require really different skills, and I would say I equally feel in my element. By that, I think you mean just like that sort of like weird self-actualizing feeling where you feel really, really present and in the moment, but also this kind of like sense of confidence, like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing on this earth. That's I feel that when I'm doing any of those things, songwriting, performing, or recording. And the feelings are kind of different, but all equally gratifying. The performance part can be a little bit more psychological, because if you're playing for a room of people who may not be particularly interested, or if the sound is not great, sometimes it can feel like a struggle. But then again, songwriting can feel like a struggle, and even recording can be a struggle at times as well. You kind of just have to ride it out and learn what you're going to learn from the experience.
You've been the recipient of 3 Canadian Folk Music Award nominations, as well as a Western Canadian Music Award and an International Folk Music Award nomination. You've released 3 full-length albums, an EP, and a handful of singles to great reviews, and you've been signed by an awesome record label, Light Organ Records. Which of your musical accomplishments so far makes you feel the most proud?
Gosh, I mean, I guess in a professional sense, sometimes it's like performing at a festival that I've always wanted to play for. So, you know, when we played the Vancouver Folk Festival a few years ago, that was huge for me, because that was, that festival is the reason why I do what I do. I started volunteering there when I was about 18 years old, and I volunteered there for about 5 years, and then I moved away, and then the next time I went to the festival, I was performing at it, which was really, really special. And I was up there, you know, doing workshops with like world famous influential artists like Martha Wainwright and Martin Carthy. And there I was, and I could see like my home on Bowen Island, like from the stage. And it was like, I felt like I was representing where I came from in a good light, and it was important for me to do so.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
Oh, lots of touring. It's pretty fun. We're touring more and more in the United States and in Europe, and we're making a new record in November.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of those tour dates and new releases?
Absolutely. SarahJaneScouten.com.
Awesome. I'd like to take us out with your song, Bang Bang. What can you tell me about that one?
It doesn't make any sense. Don't try and make sense of it. You'll hurt yourself.
Wonderful, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much.